Ghost from the past. This is what I'm going to title this one. I never thought I would see something this deep. I knew I was seeing fractal patterns in life, but I never thought I'd see something actually this deep. I don't even have words for it. And it should be obvious if their name, if somebody's name's similar, if you got similar names, you know, it should be obvious. It should be obvious. But we're so blinded because nobody talks about this. Preachers don't talk about it. The gurus don't talk about it. They hint at it. Let me say this. It took me a long time to get to this. If you can grasp any of this, praise God. Because, you know, you got these TV shows used to be on about ghosts, or they got these, you could watch Doctor Who, there was ghost episodes, you could watch some shorts, oh, I saw a ghost, oh no, it's scary. What does that signify? It signifies the ghost from your past. The ghost from your past. So here's the thing, I was talking about boot camp, and now I'm talking about quantum shifting, right? The old identity. I also talked about how the flesh mind's not real. Lies are not real. Contradictions are not real. Fake reality. People, as you're rising up in the spirit, right? There's people around you who will never leave the flesh mind, and they love the lie. They love the darkness. They love the Lucy light. They're not going to rise up with you. And so you leave certain people behind, right? But there's all, just like in the old time movies, there's always a ghost image. There's always this ghost image because you left something behind. Okay, so when you were before you got saved, you were going about your business and there was this print that was made onto you by the flesh creatures around you, the people you were raised around, the in-laws, the outlaws, trying to put you in an identity that God said, nope, that's not your identity. I'm pulling you out of Babylon. I'm pulling you out of the monster. If you remember the monsters and the Adams family, there was always a normal one in the midst of a bunch of monsters, right? And so the ghost image that you left behind, as you're growing spiritually, as you're getting healthy and whole and complete, that ghost image that you left behind is going to come back because I'm telling you, it's a copy machine. And so as you leave the copy machine, everything is a deja vu because if it wasn't, you couldn't function. So God is protecting you via the repeat patterns because you've seen it before. You already know that if you go this route, it's destruction. It's going backwards. It's unhealthy. It's unwise. It's not real. It's not real love. It's fake love. It's the world's love. The world's kind of love is definitely not 1 Corinthians 13. I can't quote it verbatim, but I know, what does it say? Love believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love thinks no evil. You know the chapter. Can't quote it verbatim. I need to memorize it though. And so the world's in lies and delusions, right? So the worldly mindset is the flesh mindset. And there's a lot of people out there, you can watch them. You can rub shoulders with them all day long. And they tell their spouse, I love you, I love you. But they're cheating on them. I love you, I love you. But they're lying to them. I love you, but they don't sacrifice for the other one. I love you, sacrifice for me, but I won't sacrifice for you. You can see the lies when somebody opens their mouth. They tell people they love them, and they wouldn't know love if it hit them in the face. Because it's the flesh mind, and it's not real. It's not real love. 1 Corinthians 13 is real love. But the world's love is fake love. It's just manipulation. That's all it is. It's just a word. It's just a word. It's just a word. And if you study and if you watch all the health channels, all the narcissistic channels, all the sociopathic channels, they will, and people are making comments and people are saying, I'm so distraught. I was married to them 20, 30 years and I can't get over it because I can't believe that I finally got free. I woke up. Yeah. Because they're painting a picture that it's a ghost image of something in the childhood, the way you were raised in the Addams family, and it's not even real. You escaped the Addams family. Don't go back. You know what's real. And all these channels that talk about this stuff, they're telling, hey, look, if you really want to test if somebody is real or loves you or cares about you or whatever, do their actions line up with their words? You know, nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. Are they willing to admit, hey, I made a mistake. Sorry. See, here's the thing. And you might need to go to Instagram and scroll through some good channels. Just scroll through. There's some of the younger people are getting it. Just like the corporations say, we love you. We're going to take care of you. Then when you work and kill yourself for 40 years, I give you a watch and you got brown lung and they don't. Okay, see you later. Go enjoy your brown lung. You know. My point is, their actions need to line up with their words. And if their words and their actions don't line up, it's fake. And you know it's fake because you've experienced from a childhood or something. You've watched it. You've actually probably felt it and experienced it. You've had a real friend and you had a fake friend. You know the real friend. You know how, you know your real friends. And you've had fake friends. And so the deja vu each day when somebody new shows up on the scene and you're moving to health, don't be surprised if it's a ghost image trying to pull you, keep you from your progress. Seriously, I promise you people. This is so deep. It's no different than what I said before though. The stuff that you went through on your journey towards wholeness, those ghost images try to come back. And it's a test to see if you will believe the lies. The devil always sins. I mean, look at Samson. He believed the lie of Delilah. Look at David. He believed the lie of Bathsheba. Look at Solomon. He believed the lie of 1,000 concubines. Look at Cain. He believed the lie that he could bring his own sacrifice and usurp God's plan and be his own God, just like Eve did. He followed after his mama. So that pattern that his mama set showed up in Cain, and the pattern that Adam set showed up in Abel. Cain killed Abel, God brought a new seed. So the equation always has to balance itself. So you're free in Christ. You're already seated in the heavenlies. You can be free. But you have to realize that was a ghost image. And a lot of these people on these channels, they just get stuck in this narcissistic fake reality sorrow. They're like in sorrow. They spent 20 years like, okay, why didn't you look at the red flags? You know, you want to smack them upside the head and say, the red flags were there. You know, I was in one for 5 years. I was in another for 3 months. I said, this ain't repeating. No way. Ain't no way in Hades that this is going to repeat. Never again. So as you move towards health, wholeness, completeness, stable, peace, love, joy, truth, goodness, love your neighbors, yourself, peace in your home, As you move towards that, these ghost images from the past always are a deja vu fractal that try to show up to see if you're really resolute about moving towards that real goal of separate, peaceful, whole, complete, healthy. The word holy goes back to whole. The word holy means complete, whole, healthy. That's what it means. That's what it means. This is pretty amazing. When you set your, I said the next 60 days is going to be the hardest days that I've faced, because I'm willing to face off with the ghost of the past, and you need to too, because a lot of the programs that you learned before you got saved, they were just programs. And there's other people in the past still running on those programs, and you had family members that were running on programs. Aunt, uncle, mom, dad, brother, sister, siblings, cousins, whatever. People you're around, pastors who were bad pastors, bad apples, church members, bad apples. You had a lot of bad apples in the flesh mind, and you were just like them, but you escaped, but God pulled you out. And so are you going to go back? Are you going to be free? And how do you forgive? Let's say somebody was married to a narcissist for 20, 30 years. How do you forgive? Well, you got to forgive yourself because you believed the lie. You got to forgive yourself. And you might say, well, it's a lonely journey. Well, God is with you. And you might say, everybody around me is narcissistic and lying and fake love and fake friends. Well, God is your friend. He's always with you. There's got to be one out there that you can talk to. But those ghosts from the past, I promise you, there's probably a woman out there that's hearing me that married somebody, was just like her dad. And she knew that dad really didn't really care about her. Phew, wow. Like a light came on. All the deja vus of the flesh mind have to be extinguished. All the deja vu ghost memories have to be destroyed to live in the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, right? I promise you, it's you don't have to, you can call it a ghost, you can call it a pattern, you can call it whatever you want to call it, pick out a word, but I promise you, those old patterns will actually manifest in people. How else does the devil work? Or how else does the matrix work? I'm not saying these people are demon possessed or anything. I'm just saying how does the matrix work? As you're moving to light and healthy and whole, the people around you who are still in darkness, it takes about 1,000 of them to try to quench your light. That's what the 1,000 points of light are. And so these ghost images of who you used to be, or who you used to hang out with, or the people you used to love. So you think you love this person because it's the same familiar spirit, but it's just a familiar spirit. It's not real. You never loved them because they're not even real. They're just a ghost. So these narcissists were just a ghost image of probably some parent that never loved you, or some aunt, uncle, whatever. Early first marriage or whatever. You got to leave the delusions. And no human's perfect, don't get me wrong. You don't judge these people. They're still dealing with their junk. But you don't have to stay in that. You move on, find somebody that you can really have peace with. And if you can't have peace with it, you can't find nobody to have peace with, you just live your own peaceful life. Because if the fruit of the Spirit is not there, love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith, and it's all flesh and lies and secrets and playing with people, playing with two or three at the same time, trying to keep one as a side piece, whatever they're doing, who knows what they're doing, just their ways are past finding out. They don't even know what they're doing. That's why, if it's confusion, it's not from God. That which is from God is first, that which is from above is first peaceable, easily entreatable, without hypocrisy. That which is from below is confusion and every evil work. So you have, that's in James 3, you have the truth, and you just because they say something doesn't mean it's real. Just because they say it don't mean it's real. The actions need to line up with the actions need to line up with the words. The words need to line up with the behavior. The ghosts from the past. The ghosts from the past. It's a memory imprint. We're in a copy machine. It's like you put paper, you put an image on the copy machine, and you copied 1,000 times when you're a child. Some family member who was abusive or fake love, and it's on the copy machine, and eventually the toner kind of, the ink starts to go out, and this, you can barely see it, but it always tries to show back up, right? That image is still out there, but it's no longer who you are, and you don't accept. You can't go back. God won't let you go back. Even if you tried, it would be so much chaos and trouble. You would suffer loss, but He would pull you out of it, even if you went back. But you won't go back because you see the truth. And if you heard me now, you're going to think about it and say, oh, okay, I can get over the narcissist, because the narcissist wasn't even real. It was just a ghost image. It wasn't even real.